English. Austrian starts in English. This is the whole thing.
Yeah, welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Pifinger, the English-spoken weekly summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-language podcast, Audio Satiety, Indie Podcasts, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. The following script is based on our 21st weekly, and week 43 had only 4 trading days because of national holiday in Austria on Thursday. Bottom line, the indices lost again. Best performer was Rosenbauer. News came from Kontron, FACC, Voestalpine, Strabag, UBM, KTM, Verbund, AMAG, Semperit, Palfinger, Wolftank, Immofinanz, S-Immo, Valneva, Andritz, Frequentis and Wolftank again. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison, who will also create a special for 3030 Finanzwissen pur on Monday. Thanks.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 43. Monday, Kontron, IT company Kontron announced 2 design wins with combined lifetime revenues of approximately euro 25 million. For the first design win, Kontron will supply control systems for gas-powered engines capable of generating up to 10 MW per machine. The generators ensure a reliable energy supply for critical infrastructure, including hospitals and police facilities. In the event of a main supply interruption, these generators automatically take over the energy provision. Revenues amount to around euro 15 million over a 5-year period. The second design win comes from an existing long-term customer in the energy management area who will equip a second product line with Kontron technology. The leading company in the energy management industry manufactures automation components for industrial drive control applications. In this project, Kontron's customized system control center handles up to 100 drives, each operating at a different and changing speed as needed. The solution prolongs the life cycle of an existing application for approximately 3 to 5 years. Lifetime revenues amount to euro 10 million, spanning over 5 years. Kontron, weekly performance, -1.42%. FACC, the groundbreaking ceremony for the plant expansion of FACC in Croatia took place today. The production area of the plant for manufacturing high-tech components for cabin interiors, which opened in 2022, will be tripled and an additional office building constructed. The construction work will be completed in June 2024, and the workforce will almost triple to 600 employees by the end of 2026. FACC AG is investing 21 million euros in the expansion of the site in Croatia. In expanding the new plant, FACC is also relying on a high degree of automation and state-of-the-art machinery for the production of lightweight components for passenger aircraft and business jets. A new PV system in pipeline covering an area of 2,000 square meters will provide around 2/3 of the annual energy consumption currently required and thus make a significant contribution to sustainable production. FACC, weekly performance, -1.24%. Voestalpine, Voestalpine subsidiary Nedcon, headquartered in Doetinchem, the Netherlands, and part of the International Steel and Technology Group's metal-forming division since 2004, has been a supplier of innovative storage solutions for decades. With the acquisition of warehouse and racking specialist Tori S.p.A. from Vicenza, Italy, the company is now further strengthening its position in this demanding segment. With annual revenue of around 75 million euros and 135 employees, Tori S.p.A. has been developing, producing and assembling high-quality racking systems and storage platforms for a wide range of industrial applications for over 50 years. Voestalpine, weekly performance, -0.43%. Strabag, technology group Strabag invests 100 million euros into battery and energy storage company CM Blue Energy. CM Blue Energy is the first company to develop an organic solid flow battery that combines the advantages of two technologies, redox flow batteries and solid state batteries. The game changer for the energy transition are storage systems that make renewable energies available when needed. "We are excited about this European innovative power," emphasizes Clemens Hasselsteiner, CEO at Strabag. "With our investment in CM Blue Energy, we are breaking new ground in the construction industry. In order to reach one of the most important goals in our company history, becoming climate neutral by 2040, we want to become a full-range supplier for energy services for our construction projects. Together, we will deliver large energy storage projects in a standardized construction design warehouses for electricity even faster, more efficient and easier, explains Clemens Hasselsteiner, Strabag, weekly performance, 0.00%, Tuesday UBM, in mid-May 2024, Gerald Beck will take over the position of managing director at Bundesimmobilien Gesellschaft, Big and Austrian Real Estate R, from Wolfgang Gleisner, who is retiring. Beck will therefore not extend his managing director contract at UBM Development Austria, which expires in the middle of the year. UBM and her are linked by a strategic partnership in Munich and Vienna, and it is always an honor when there is a friendly management change here, commented Thomas G. Winkler, CEO of the listed parent company of UBM Austria. Beck will be succeeded on an interim basis by the new CTO and board member of UBM Development AG, Peter Schaller, UBM, weekly performance, -0.98%, KDM, in November 2022, KDM AG, a subsidiary of Pira Mobility AG, by ways of a capital increase acquired a 25.1% stake in MV Agusta Motor SPA, based in Varese, Italy. As part of this cooperation, KDM AG took over the supply chain and purchasing for MV Agusta in October 2023. In addition, MV Agusta's product range is distributed through Pira Mobility's worldwide sales network. The call option granted to KDM AG on the basis of the annual financial statements as of December 31, 2025 to acquire a majority stake in MV Agusta will be exercised in spring 2026. Pira Mobility, weekly performance, -3.52%. Wednesday Verbund, Austrian utility company Verbund announced the acquisition of a 56.4 MW wind portfolio in Germany's federal states of Hesse, North Rhine-Westphalia and Lower Saxony. The seller is an infrastructure fund managed by Impax Asset Management. The wind portfolio comprises five operational wind farms with a total capacity of 38.4 MW, Odelum, Quellkorn, Mieringerten, Mulster and Friedlandorf Süd, as well as an 18 MW wind project in Feldetal that is planned to come on stream in Q3, 2024. Verbund will only take over the project under construction after commissioning. In total, the acquisition consists of 14 wind turbines manufactured by Enerkin, General Electric and Vestas. All of the wind power installations are subject to an EEG regime, EEG 2014, 2017 and 2021, and will benefit from a feed-in tariff for 20 years after being put into operation. It is possible to opt out of the feed-in tariff for all of the installations. The parties have agreed not to disclose the purchase price. Verbund, weekly performance, 2.10%. AMAG Group's revenues clearly exceeded the 1 billion euro level in the first three quarters of 2023 at 1,142.80 million, Q1, Q3 2022, 1,353.90 million. Compared with the previous year, the lower aluminium price and especially the reduction in shipments of aluminium rolled products had a noticeable impact. AMAG Group's total shipments amounted to 327,700 tons, Q1, Q3 2022, 341,500 tons. Earnings before interest, tax, depreciation and amortization, EBITDA, amounted to 166.0 million euros in the period under review, compared with 217.4 million euros in the prior year period. The metal division continued to benefit from stable production levels at the interest held in Canada's Alouette smelter, given lower aluminium prices overall. In the casting division, the continued stable market environment in the automotive industry was leveraged to best effect. In the rolling division, the market-related decrease in demand from the mentioned industries was optimally offset thanks to the high level of sector and product diversity. Net income after taxes for the first 9 months amounted to 69.7 million euros, Q1, Q3 2022, 106.7 million euros. The company further announced that after approximately 16 years on the management board of AMAG, Gerald Mayer has expressed his wish to terminate his management board contract prematurely by mutual agreement in order to pursue new professional challenges. AMAG, weekly performance, 0.35%. UBM, the building permit for the Leopold Karcher office was received on October 17. This office property is part of the Leopold Cartier, Europe's first urban Cartier and timber construction, which is currently under development by UBM. The outstanding characteristics of the Leopold Cartier office include its climate-friendly timber construction and excellent location. Moreover, high-quality office space in Vienna has become extremely rare, explained UBM CEO Thomas G. Winkler, and this building permit gives the property a unique selling point, and that for a longer period of time. UBM, weekly performance, minus 0.98%, Semperit, for the second time. The Semperit Group has received the highest platinum award in the EcoVadis rating for sustainability performance. This puts Semperit in the top 1% worldwide of more than 100,000 companies assessed by EcoVadis. Overall, Semperit achieved 78 out of 100 possible points, 2022, 76 points. Semperit, weekly performance, minus 3.29%. Thursday Paufinger. As Paufinger constantly drives forward towards the digitalization of its entire product offering and value chain, the technology company has reached a significant milestone in its commitment to revolutionize the maritime industry. Together with Aker BP and Optilift, the future of handling cargo will be changed significantly. Under the umbrella of this strategic partnership, Paufinger and Optilift will collaborate to co-develop and integrate Optilift's advanced technology into the control systems of offshore cranes. This collaboration will continue through the technology qualification process until the product is market ready, coinciding with the commencement of production at Aker BP installations in 2027. In addition to the offshore crane market, the agreement also secures exclusivities for all Paufinger products in the marine industry, where Paufinger and Optilift see a wealth of opportunities. Combining the technologies of both companies will create synergies to generate further market-leading solutions. Furthermore, Optilift will have the opportunity to explore joint business cases with respect to Paufinger's serially produced units on land-based applications, thereby significantly scaling their technology. Paufinger's contract with Aker BP includes delivering 7 cranes to their platforms, 5 of which will be fully remote operated from an onshore control room in Stavanger, Norway. Paufinger, weekly performance, 0.48%. SMO Immofinanz. Immofinanz has successfully sold further properties on the Wienerberg in Vienna to SMO. This portfolio covers 5 office properties and a hotel tower with approximately 81,000 sqm of gross lettable area. Management and leasing of these properties, most of which are operated under the innovative MyHive brand, will continue to be carried out by Immofinanz. SMO, weekly performance, minus 1.85%. Immofinanz, weekly performance, 0.87%. Valneva, Austrian-French specialty vaccine company Valneva announced the submission of a marketing application with the European Medicines Agency, EMA, for approval of the company's single-shot chikungunya vaccine candidate, VLA-1553. Valneva was also granted accelerated assessment for the application by EMA's Committee for Medicinal Products for Human Use, CHMP, based on the vaccine candidate's major interest for public health and therapeutic innovation. If approved, VLA-1553 could become the first licensed chikungunya vaccine available to address this unmet medical need. Valneva, weekly performance, minus 3.37%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has signed an agreement with Flowserve Corporation based in Texas, USA, to take over its NAFAB business. NAFAB engineers, designs and builds Flowserve's NAF control valve portfolio. With 50 employees at the facility in Linköping, Sweden, it has been a successful provider of process control valves for more than 100 years. The closing is expected to take place in Q1 2024. Andritz, weekly performance, minus 2.18%. Friday Frequentis, Frequentis C4I and Lockheed Martin unite to strengthen Australia's national security. As a supplier to Lockheed on the Air 6500 project, C4I will provide its voice C2 solution, ensuring secure communications across air, land, sea, and space. The project for Royal Australian Air Force, RAF, aims to enhance security, rapid response, and interoperability of the country's defense systems. The system will bridge classified and non-classified networks to connect systems, strengthen decision-making, and counter modern threats. Darren Gardner, Managing Director C4I, comment. During the design, test, and integration activities of the competitive evaluation phase, we have been able to showcase our abilities to advance the secure communication systems that will seamlessly integrate with the next generation joint air battle management C2 networks. The collaboration outlines our dedication to supporting Australia's national security strategy by delivering advanced secure communication capabilities frequentis, weekly performance, -3.38%, Wolf Tank. Wolf Tank placed 224,807 new shares at an issue price of €12.90 per share, in order to participate in the future sustainable development of the enlarged Wolf Tank Group, the previous majority owner of the Italian Petrol Tecnica SPA, C&S, Consulenzi Servizi SRL, is reinvesting half of the proceeds of the sale in shares of Wolf Tank Adisa Holding AG and is substantially subscribing to the capital increase. C&S, Consulenzi Servizi SRL had recently sold around 40% of the shares in Petrol Tecnica SPA to Wolf Tank Adisa Holding AG, which has since held an absolute majority in Petrol Tecnica SPA. Wolf Tank Adisa, weekly performance, -13.04%. And now bye-bye from Alison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present this bubble thing on.